News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, let's return to the Metrolink controversy. And the Taoiseach spoke about this in the Dáil yesterday. Just to remind ourselves what he had to say.
I have to say I am very concerned, and I share the concerns of leaders and other deputies, not least the Minister of Finance, about this particular emerging preferred route. I think it would do enormous damage to that club, to Nafina, to Home Farm as well, and also to Skull Katrina. There is a planning process that involves a railway order, but certainly my message to the National Transport Authority and the and TII would be to find an alternative option to digging up this really important club, which is just the heart and soul of that community and that part of Dublin.
Well, one person on the front line in all of this is Carmel de Grey, who is the principal of Skull Katrina, which is going to be practically turned into a building site. Good morning, Carmel.
Good morning, Diarmaid. How are you doing, Paul?
Can you just start by telling us again, remind us now, everybody up there might know, in your area might know all about this, but let's remind the rest of the listening public. Start by describing for us, if you will, how the Metrolink will affect your school.
Yeah, the campus at the moment is shared by Nafina pitches are out on Mulvey Road, on the front, on the edge of the road. When you come around the First Avenue, at the top of the pitch, you come into the Skull Katrina grounds, which is behind the Nafina clubhouse. And then when you come down a little bit further on the other side of the Nafina pitches, you have the Skull Mulvey Primary School, where both Skull and Long Gaeilge. And then within the Nafina clubhouse, there's a Nínra, which is also Long Gaeilge. So we're all within the same campus. And the plan that TII have presented is to turn the Nafina GA pitches, which is the full-size GA pitch, and incorporating their all-weather pitches into a tunnelling boring site. Now, that would be less than 5 metres. At its closest point, it's about 2 metres to one of our classrooms. It's about 5 metres from Skull Mulvey. And the pitch, like, to get an idea of the scale of it, it'll be a building site of historic proportions. It's going to be it's one or two tunnelling sites. Again, we're a bit low on details from the TII. A diameter of 30 metres across, a depth of 25 metres. So with all the attendant equipment. And
they insert this huge mining machine into it then, isn't it?
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, and it's to work on a 24-hour schedule. They estimate that just to remove the spoil will take 55 trucks a day. So that's 55 trucks leaving the site and 55 trucks coming in. So on an 8-hour working day, that's about a truck every 3 or 4 minutes. In an environment where there's up to 750 children, in fact, more than that, about 800 children from, you know, sort of preschool
schools,
age up to 18. Yeah.
To say the least, not just for parents, not just for children, but particularly for the principal and our staff, this would be an absolute nightmare.
It would be impossible. I just can't see, with the noise, with the pollution, with the dust, the health and safety issues around it. It's impossible to see how a school could continue to operate.
That's a dystopian scenario. Yesterday, Leo got on his feet, our great Taoiseach, and he said words that... what's your reaction to what he had to say yesterday?
Well, we certainly welcome his remarks and we welcome his concerns, and it is it's good to see that he understands the issues as they relate to our community. However, words are great. At the end of the day, we are still in the middle of a public consultation process with TII. So, you know, we still have, he may have given the impression, you know, if you feel the Taoiseach has made a remark that everybody's going to jump and do what he says, that's not how it works. So we're still given the same message to our community. We need to the public consultation process. The TII needs to see the submissions and needs to see that, unfortunately, they've got the direction wrong. Metrolink, brilliant. We would welcome any joined-up thinking and an improvement in the infrastructure, but not at the cost of destroying what is a very special community.
Yeah, and I think your message is we're going to take nothing for granted, but I think lot of us observers would be quietly confident on your behalf that this will all work itself out and that you have fought a good fight. Carmel de Grey, who's the school Katrina principal, thanks very much for joining us.